I want to thank the lady out at the garden patch for donating the flowers to us.
Amen. Thank the Lord. All right. Are we ready for preaching?
Yes.
Brother Mark went off too, but I'll just say this, good to have everybody here today. And we've had a good time this morning already.
Yes.
Good singing, good testimony, good praying on the altar, good fellowship, good presence of the Lord. And it's about time for some good preaching, amen. You might not understand preaching, but the Bible says God chose the foolishness of preaching to save them that believe. I got saved because a man preached. Every idle word that a man shall speak, he'll give account of in the day of judgment. I was guilty. I had a dirty mouth, dirty mind. He had my number, buddy. He didn't let up. Like Brother Mark said, buddy, held me out over hell. I said I didn't want to spend eternity in hell.
That's right.
Somebody told me about a place called heaven. That sounded a whole lot better to me.
Yeah, that's right.
But, you know, God calls a man to preach.
Yes, he does.
And Jesus said, without me you can do nothing. I've met a lot of men that do nothing for God. They're just a name only. But it is my honor and a special blessing to introduce Brother Mark. I heard this morning, our preacher this morning, used to be pastor of this church.
Yeah.
I took his place. I can't fill his shoes.
Bless him.
But I love him and pray for him.
Amen.
And esteem him very highly for love's sake. My yes. good brother, Brother Mark. You go ahead now, brother. He'll be delivering the message today.
Well, it's hard to believe we're scooting through the month of September.
That's right.
Scooting through the year.
That's right, Brother Mark.
I tell you, I believe the older I get, the closer to the grave I get, the faster time goes.
Bless you, Brother Mark.
But, you know, today could be the day.
Right.
Right.
Yeah. Right. We don't know what a day is going to bring. Right.
No matter where you go from, just long as you go.
Amen.
Yeah.
Like I heard a line in a movie one time saying, don't forget to go when you're going. Then when you get there, you'll know you're gone. Well, amen. That's a pretty good thought.
Yeah.
Well, I'll tell you, I have, I don't know much any other way to say on this. I've struggled with this thing all.
Bless him, Lord. It's all right.
It's all right.
Been there.
I'm preaching this message. Lord laid this on my heart the first day of this month. Yes. I started thinking about it and working on it. And, man, I've done everything I can do other than to try to convince the Holy Ghost, let me go some other way.
Bless you, Brother Mark.
But, you know, he knows what I can't.
Yes.
And he sees what I don't.
Yeah.
Right. And,
you know, I don't know. I mean, here we are, and I've released several people here today. And, you know, this could be the, you know, the Bible, there's a line, there's a statement in the Bible. And I may not get it just exactly right, but it talks about this year you may die.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
And this could be the year that I die.
That's yeah. right.
Could be
yeah.
the day I die. Could be the day you die. Could
Amen.
Be the day you die.
You're right, Brother Mark.
If the Lord tarries and another year does go by, we may not be gathered like this again.
That's right, Brother Mark.
Somebody sitting here today may not be here. This time next year.
Yeah.
May not be here this time then.
True.
We don't know. Death is, we don't like to talk about death, but you know what? The day you were born, you're going to die.
Yeah.
And I don't like, and I say this, and I don't want you to misunderstand me. I love the Word of God. But there's some things I'd rather preach on than something else.
Amen.
And I guess probably ain't a preacher to be alive. It ain't just preacher's own way sometimes. But I want to lay a little groundwork with you here for just a second. Now, I won't, I'm not going to read all these to you, but I'm going to give you the scriptures. When Jesus spoke in parables,
bless him, Lord.
He said it was a parable
yeah.
that he spoke in.
Mm-hmm.
So what we're going to look at this morning, I do not believe is a parable.
It's not.
No, Jesus didn't say it was a parable.
You're right.
Right.
And when you do parables, he never mentions specific names.
You're right.
He never mentioned specific places.
You're right again.
And what we're going to look at today is not my favorite thing to talk about, not my favorite thing to preach about.
It's in the Bible.
But I'm going to preach on hell.
Amen, Brother Mark.
Wow.
Would to God nobody went there.
It's real.
Yeah.
Charles Darwin, who was an idiot anyway,
yeah,
said that hell was a damnable doctrine.
Yeah.
Mm. Now, let me say, a person that's damned is going to think it's a damnable doctrine.
Yeah, that's right.
Bless him, Lord.
People don't want to say that there's a God that you're going to have to give an account to.
That's right. You're right.
One of us. All of us going to give an account.
You're right.
That's right. Yes, we are.
Now, when we were born in this life, I was born November 11, 1958. Jerry and Joanne was married just a little longer than I am old.
Bless you.
So that tells you how long they were married.
Yes.
So I'll be 60-something. I'll be 64. I'll be 64 November if I live. Ain't that bad, Shannon. Don't even know how old you are. But I guess, I don't know. But anyway, let's go to the Gospel of Luke. Chapter 16.
Bless the Lord.
Now, boy, when I started thinking about this, like I said, I don't like preaching on hell. I just don't.
Yeah.
I don't like talking about it. But I asked the Lord, since you ain't going to let me get away from this.
Bless the Lord.
You let me make it as real to people.
Yeah, that's right.
You know, old preachers years ago used to say, I like to preach hell hot and heaven sweet.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
And I pray God to let me preach it just as hot as I can get it.
Bless the Lord.
Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Yeah,
bless God. Because, hey, I hope and pray everybody in this place is saved.
Yeah, that's right.
You know the one I know sure about?
That's right.
Now, I can suspect some of you, but when it writes down to it, I don't know nobody but me.
Amen, Brother Mark. You're right.
Right.
And I said, and I still believe, that not every message is meant for everybody.
No, that's right.
But if God sends it, it's meant for somebody.
That's right.
Amen.
So I don't know who's here this morning that this may be just for
bless him, Lord.
Wouldn't it be an awful thing to go through this life and miss heaven? You know, it don't make no difference what kind of car you drive, what kind of house you live in, what kind of job you got, what kind of clothes you wear, what kind of political affiliation
right.
you got.
Right.
What matters is when you leave this life, mm-hmm. are you born again?
Amen. Right. Seek you first.
Now, it gets right down to it. Born
yeah.
again.
Right.
Why? You don't got to be born again. Yes, you do.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus said you must.
Must be born.
He said you must.
That's right.
Amen.
And he was talking to Nicodemus when he made right. those things. Mm-hmm. You know, there's a lot of religious people
who
saved.
Yeah.
That's right.
And this world and is going to the dogs.
Amen, Brother Mark. Amen.
But really, we ought to quit saying that out of respect to dogs.
Yeah, man, preacher.
You're right.
Yeah, man.
Come on.
Let me chase a rabbit for a minute.
Go ahead.
Might as well get out of the way.
Bless him, Lord.
I seen on the news about 2 weeks ago, I don't know if anybody y'all saw this, on where it was at, this man had a thing transplanted into his right hand. He could unlock his car. He could start his car.
Wow.
Y'all know what a QR scanner is? You know, on your phone, you can scan it.
Yeah.
He could hold that thing up to that thing in his hand, and it'd take money out of his checking account to pay his bills.
Wow. Oh, Lord have mercy.
Wow.
Never.
Buddy, you ain't going to get that in me unless I'm dead.
Amen, Brother Mike.
That's right.
Amen.
Now, they knew Brother Tim Rufford told me years ago, he preached a revival in Pennsylvania. I'm almost sure it says Pennsylvania. And he had went to the grocery store to pick up some stuff, yeah. And there was a guy took his hand and run it across that scanner, and it went beep.
Yeah.
I
remember him telling.
Paid for his groceries.
Yeah.
Wow. Now, I know the Bible talks about the mark of the beast being a number in your forehead and right hand.
Right.
But you know what we're going to today? We're going to a cashless society.
Right. Amen.
Oh, yeah.
And we're going to a communistic society.
You're right again. Yeah,
right.
Where the strong survive and the weak. Right. You know, if you're poor, you ain't going to change this life.
You're right.
We're out of here.
I mean, I like old saying is, I was born with nothing, and I still got a lot of that left.
Bless you, brother. Amen.
You know, technology can be a wonderful thing. It can be, but it can also be an enemy to us.
Amen.
You know, we've got. Boy, this morning has been one of them mornings. Y'all ever had one of them mornings?
Oh yes.
I mean, I had about 6 Sundays worth of them in about an hour and a half.
Oh, my
God. Yeah, man.
I mean, I didn't turn around twice, and it was time to get ready and come to church.
Yeah, ma'am.
Yeah,
and the hurrier I get, the more hurry I got, the farther behind I was.
Yeah.
You know what I believe the devil was doing? Pushing me and pushing me and pushing me.
Yeah.
Bless him, Lord.
Yeah. Trying to push me away from what I need to do.
Oh, yeah. Amen, brother. Amen.
Yeah.
You know what? I hate him. He hates me.
Yeah.
Amen. Well, we got 2 friends in common.
Amen.
Technology can be a wonderful thing.
Sure can.
But we've got cell phones, we've got microwaves, we got cars that you can... it's amazing. We got all this stuff supposed to save us time.
Yeah.
And seem like we got less than we ever had.
You're right.
Right.
Man, when me and Bonnie and Patty was growing up as kids, we didn't have all that stuff.
Hey, man.
We had time.
Yeah, we did.
But we didn't have... I mean, I remember the very first phone we got.
Yeah.
We had a party line.
Party.
No, Brother Eddie, wasn't that old?
Wasn't that old?
It was a dink.
Yeah.
But we had a party line.
Yes, we did.
Yeah.
I mean, you'd have somebody listening in on you.
Yeah.
Right.
And you know, like old Hank Williams said, the woman on the other lines that knows you sing, she picks up my number when she knows her rank.
Oh.
Well, that's about the way it works. won't you mind your own business, what he said. But as I started thinking about this scripture and I started looking at it, I said, Lord, ain't no telling how many times this thing has been preached on.
Oh, hi, Brother God's Word. And on
how many times it's been expounded on. And you know, if we really, 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 really believed in hell the way we should,
right,
we would crawl on our knees from here to Texas and glass. To see our family members.
Amen. Amen.
I don't know. People say, well, I'm all right. Well, not everyone that says, Lord, Lord.
That's right.
Serve the kingdom of heaven.
That's right.
You know, God knows every one of you.
Sure does.
He knows me, and He knows you, and He knows us better than we know ourselves.
That's right again, Brother Martin.
And so He knows why He wants this preached here today.
Amen.
Yeah.
Now look at Luke chapter 16. If you can, stand with me out of respect to the Word and the Lord this morning. I ain't going to read the whole portion of this, but I do want to read a few verses and start there in verse number 19. It said, there was a certain rich man which was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuously every day.
Mm-hmm.
There was a certain beggar named Lazarus which was laid at the gate full of sores,
and desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. Moreover, the dogs came and licked his sores. And it came to pass that the beggar died and was carried by the angels into Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. Now notice what it said. And in hell he lift up his eyes, being in torments, and seeth Abraham afar off, and Lazarus in his bosom. Father, I thank you for the word of God this morning. I ask you to bless it today and their hearing today. And ask you, Lord, to help me this morning to rightly divide the word of truth today. And Lord, I pray, Father, that I don't know, Lord, the condition of people's hearts. But God, you do. And I believe there's a reason today why you want this preached. And I ask you, Lord, to help me to preach it the way you laid it on my heart to do so. And Lord, help us to have a good time of fellowship after a while. But Lord, help us to pull up your table before we pull up to another one. These things I ask in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. You can be seated. Now, back in verse number 1, it makes that same statement. There was a certain rich man.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Now, the Bible does not name him.
No.
Now, even though his name is not here, he had a name.
Mm-hmm. Sure he did. Right.
Now, I know the Bible talks about in the Gospel of Luke chapter 10, it talks about your names being written in heaven.
Yeah.
Now, this is how I feel about this. Now, you can agree or not, but you got the right to be wrong. I believe when you are born, your name is recorded in the book of life.
Amen.
And sometime between your birth and before your death,
right,
you are given the opportunity by the mercy of God to be saved.
Yeah.
Amen.
And depending on what you do, if you are saved, then that name is also recorded in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Amen. Amen. That's right. Amen. Yeah.
Now, if you ain't,
it won't,
and you die lost,
yeah,
your name will be blotted out,
yeah,
of the Book of Life.
Yeah. Right, Brother Mark.
Yes.
And I believe this is what happened here.
Mm-hmm.
His name was blotted out.
Mm.
Now, like I said, just because he's not specifically named doesn't mean he didn't have a name.
That's right.
Now, I'm going to give you some, and you can just weigh this for what you want.
Bless God.
I got to think about that. I said, Lord, yes, this man had a name, and I know you didn't name him, but he had a name.
Bless him, Lord.
So I just started trying to do some research and looking. And again, I ain't going to say yay or nay, I'm just going to give it to you. I found some old Jewish historical records that rabbis had kept of the New Testament.
Mm.
And it called this man's name.
Wow.
His name was Nemesis.
Yes.
Now, whether that's right or not, but now he's not named.
Mm.
What an awful thing,
yeah,
for you to lose your name.
Amen.
Yeah.
That's awful.
Amen, Brother Mark.
I mean, go through this life. Now, I'm just going to use him because he's sitting right here.
Yeah.
As an example, Jerry Tibbs.
That's right.
He's Jerry Tibbs.
Yeah.
His dad knows he's Jerry Tibbs.
Right. Yeah.
His family knows he's Jerry Tibbs. His kids know he's Jerry Tibbs.
Man.
But wouldn't it have been an awful thing had he lost that name?
Yeah.
Man, my Mark.
To think 30, 40, 50 years after you're gone, nobody even remembers your name.
Wow. Yeah. Right.
God help us.
Yes, Lord.
Amen.
Now, I know, hey man, I ain't perfect, you ain't either.
Yeah, man.
Right.
But I sure to God don't want nobody, I don't want to lose my name.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
I don't want my name blotted out.
No.
Yes,
no.
And I done made arrangements that that done took care of. The arrangements. The arrangements was made for me.
Yeah, right.
And I just accepted the terms.
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
Hallelujah.
But ain't you the best life you've ever lived. I mean, you're missing out on all the good stuff.
Good.
And you're missing out on the devil.
That's right. Amen. Amen.
You know what? When you're lost, he never bothers you because you're walking the same way he's headed.
Good preaching, my mind.
But when you get saved, you're going one way and he's coming another. You're going to bump heads.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you got it.
I told this, and oh Lord, have mercy. Guy, car belonged to, he's dead and gone now. But I mean, when I got saved, Plain Old Baptist Church in Bowling Green, the revival on Friday night, my good friend Roger Chaffin had invited me to go, and I didn't want to go, but he had invited me to go, and I told him I'd go, and he called me and called me and called me. It was the last night of the revival. He said, Paul, he called me Paul. He said, are you going with me to church tonight? I said, Roger, I told you I'd go. I didn't want to go, but I did.
Yeah.
I sat on the very back pew in the aisle. Because, man, I done decided I was going to cut and run.
Yeah.
But God has a plan for cutting runners.
Yeah.
I couldn't move. I wanted to go.
Yeah.
I couldn't remember. I told it. I don't remember who the preacher was. I don't remember what he preached. I remember when the invitation came, I so helped me. I don't think he ever took his eyes off of me. I was being a good Baptist as I could be. I was looking at song book and I
bless him, Lord. Bless him, Lord.
I was miserable. Mm-hmm. I done decided I was going to kill Roger because I knew he done told him.
Yeah.
He didn't have nothing to do with it.
No.
Well, I remember that preacher looking at me. I was miserable, man.
Bless him, Lord.
I thought, look at somebody else, buddy. I ain't the only one in here.
Bless him, Lord.
Well, I remember him saying, if you just make the first move,
that's right.
God will take care of the rest.
That's right.
And when he said that, it's just like the Holy Ghost let my feet go.
Bless you, Lord.
And I moved
my
left foot because I was sitting on that side. When I did, rest is history.
That's right.
Amen.
For what the heart man believeth.
Yeah,
I believed right then. I wanted him, Lord. I wanted him.
That's right.
I believe I got saved right.
Yes, you made that step.
Man, I felt good.
Yeah.
That was on a Friday night. Roger had a 1964 Chevy Impala.
Amen.
Super Sport. Four speed. 327.
Amen.
And I was driving. And I don't think it was raining. If it was, I don't remember it. But we had come out of Plano, was there at Greenwood, and we're going to pull into a store, get something, get a Coke. And for whatever reason, instead of going in between the median, I turned right on it. I went, bam, bam, bam. Bam, threw that thing in the parking lot. And I got out, and that Chevy was sitting on the ground, ball joints and everything. I had been saved 15 minutes, and I done tore up a 64 Chevy. I couldn't say, I said, I'm sorry about your car. Man, you're talking about miserable.
Yeah.
15 minutes.
Oh,
and the devil done started on me. Well, anyway, I never did get to drive no more of his cars.
Amen.
Well, I take that back. He had a Volkswagen Bug and I drove once or twice, but I like to see you there.
Amen, brother.
But see, when you get saved, the devil's going to go head on with you.
Sure will.
Oh, yeah.
Now, I don't know if I said anything bad or not. If I did, I'm sorry.
Yeah, that's right.
I mean, man, when you go bouncing across a median at night, man, that ain't no pleasant feeling. I thought I'd done hit somebody. I'm glad I didn't.
Bless the Lord.
But it was, man. I tell you, I thought, Lord, why did that happen?
Yeah.
Now, I was the one responsible for it, but the devil sure threw it at me.
That's right.
Bless him, Lord.
You know, ever since that time, it seems like when God does something good in your life, the devil's always going to buck against you. But I can't think of anything more miserable in this life than to lose your name.
That's right.
Now, like I said, I don't know if that man's name was Nemesis or not.
Right.
But that's the first time I've ever heard any I ever even call his name. Now, I've heard people call him Dives, D-I-V-E-S, which is nothing but a Latin word for rich. Now, we know he was rich because he prepared something purple. Yeah. He was most likely either a Pharisee or a Sadducee because he wore a priestly, probably a priestly garment. But see, it don't matter what you do in the house of God. If you ain't saved, you ain't saved.
That's right.
Exactly right. We like Brother Cleet, bless his heart. He's a member. He's gone. Be with the Lord.
Yeah.
He was something else. Boy, y'all. God never make another one.
No.
He was saved. He was going to a Christian church. He said, I drove the bus, I taught Sunday school, I done this, I done that. I was on this board and that board and every other kind of board, and I was lost as a goose in a snowstorm.
Yeah.
I said, one morning God got a hold of my heart.
Amen.
They said, the Holy Ghost pulled up to my pew and said, the king will see you in the
pilot. Amen.
He said, I got up to the front, that preacher started to shake my head. Said, get out of my way. This ain't between you and me. This between me and the Lord. Amen. He said, I knelt down by that piano bench and I got right. God saved me.
Amen.
Now, he said, before I got saved, I had a violent temper.
Yeah.
He said, I'd tear up $100 worth of furniture over a $10 increase in gas bill.
Yeah.
He worked for Peabody Coal Company for a long time over in Madisonville.
Yeah.
Said, one day after I got saved, he said, I sat in my house and my neighbor across the yard was mowing grass. And I had one of them big picture windows, bay windows, and it threw a rock. He went, bing, come through my window, busted that thing all to pieces, landed in my plaster, and said, everybody in that neighborhood knew I had a violent temper. Said, oh, please, said, oh, I'm so sorry about that, bro. Said, I'm sorry. Said, if you'll get somebody to fix it, I'll take care of all of it, I'm sorry. Well, please, said, that's all right, I'll take care of it. He said, what?
Amen. That's new preacher.
He said, people weren't used to that.
Right.
See, when God saves you, He changes you.
Yeah,
that's right.
Amen, Brother Mark.
Said he was in a grocery store in Madisonville. Well, first time I heard him tell this, I thought he was crazy. But I found out he was telling the truth.
Oh, yeah. He
His wife, Sullivan Cleet, said, I need something from another eye. And said, you think you can go over and get it without getting in trouble?
Yeah.
Oh, I think I can handle that. But the place I went over to get whatever it was I was going to get, they said there was a great big old thing of pork and beans sitting on the aisle. Said they were stacked up like this. They said I went over to get what my wife wanted and I seen a can of Denny Moore beef stew. They said I thought about how God put that thumbprint on my heart.
Yeah.
He said the next thing I know, pork and beans were growing out the front door.
Amen.
So they let one of them boys come up. Say, what a matter, they fall. He said, no, bless God, I kicked them.
Yeah.
But you know what? People that's ever been born again know that the devil knows you had a past.
Yeah.
I feel about that.
Yeah, we do.
And the devil does a good job reminding me of
it.
You know the hardest person to forgive on me is me.
Amen, brother. Truth.
And the devil brings it up and brings it up and brings it up and brings it up. But you know what? When God saves you, He forgives you.
That's right.
He puts it and separates it.
Yeah. Right.
Amen.
The mighty said he puts it in the depths of the sea and puts up a sign that says no fishing.
Amen.
Now, I don't know whether that was this guy's name or not, but first time I've ever heard it.
Yeah.
Possibility. Nemesis. I've thought about this. Hell is an awful, awful, awful place.
Amen.
Now this is how I would describe it to you. Hell is God's jail cell while you waiting on the sentence to go to prison.
Mm. Oh my.
And that sentence will be the lake fire.
Yeah.
The book of Revelation chapter 20.
Amen. The
things I found written in the book of life.
Right.
And the books were open.
Right.
Then you'll be cast in the lake fire. Now here's the thing. Hell was never prepared for us.
No.
No.
Right.
No. Right.
They prepared for the devil and his angels.
Yes.
But people go in there all the time.
That's right.
Right.
It's enlarging itself.
You know, that's right. It is. It's enlarging itself.
Amen.
Now I don't know. I don't know. Why? There was an old black preacher years ago. Now I want you to listen. I don't want you to misunderstand what I say. He preached a message. What in hell do you want?
Amen.
Oh my.
Nothing.
Did y'all get that?
Yeah.
He didn't say thee. He said, what in hell do you want?
Yeah.
You know there ain't nothing in hell I want.
No. Same here, brother.
No.
Amen.
No.
No reason I could think of for nothing. I don't want to go to hell.
No.
I seen somebody on the news holding up a sign, going to hell and proud of it.
Oh my goodness.
When judgment day comes, I guarantee you they won't be holding up no sign.
Hey, man.
No, they won't.
Man, ain't that? You know what? That is just almost smiting the Spirit of God.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Now, if hell is God's jail cell, you're waiting on your sentence to the lake of fire. Now, here's the thing about it. If you go, you'll never get out.
Amen.
No.
There are no second chances.
Not a one.
No. There ain't no such thing as purgatory.
Not
there ain't
one.
No such thing as limbo or whatever you want to call all that stuff.
Amen.
No.
You have your chance here.
Right.
I don't have any. I ain't God.
That's right.
Yes. You know what? None of us. And I've recanted. I used to say that God owes everybody a chance. God don't owe us nothing.
No.
Right.
No.
Everything He does is acts of mercy.
That's it.
To us. Because of His Son's sacrifice.
Amen.
If I'm saved, it's nothing in me I've done. Nothing.
Nope.
I didn't deserve it.
No.
I didn't get good enough. I can never be good enough.
Right. Amen. Right.
But Jesus said, I'll pay that debt.
Yes, He did.
Yeah. Amen. That's right. Yeah, that's right.
One blood
He did.
Amen, Brother Mark.
Mm-hmm. You know what? When He paid it,
yeah.
I'm glad God gave me enough sense to accept it.
Bless you, Brother Mark. Amen.
I ain't the smartest cookie in the bag, but I'm glad God gave me enough sense when God offered salvation to me.
Yeah,
I heard it away.
Amen.
Yeah.
Amen.
When you die without God, you've had it.
That's right.
And hell is just the beginning.
Yeah.
It's a place of punishment.
Mm-hmm.
The Bible said in the book of Jeremiah, what wilt thou say when He shall punish thee? What are you going to say?
Mm.
Well, I don't deserve this.
Mm.
Well, actually, you do.
Amen, Brother Mark.
You're right.
We all deserve to go to hell.
Someone come short.
But I'm glad that divine interruption got in my way.
It's that guy.
I remember one year, I was still living in Illinois, still pastoring in Illinois, Grace Baptist. Me and Brother Ed Brown and Brother John Moore was out on visitation one day over in El Dorado. We was out witnessing. And Brother Moore fell out of a deer stand 3 years later, and that broke his back. He's paralyzed. But anyway, we was over in El Dorado one day, and this young man, he was probably 21, 22, something like that. He was outside working on a car. And we stopped and talking to him about the Lord, about different things, and talking about his soul. And it seemed like he was interested. And I remember either Brother Moore or Brother Ed, one, I can't remember which, said, "Well, would you like to pray and ask the Lord to save you?" And he said, "I would." And so I said, "Well, before we do that, let me ask you a question. Do you think you are bad enough to deserve to go to hell?" "Oh no, I ain't that bad." "Can you get to see yourself that bad?"
"That's right.
You can't never get hell."
"You're right."
"No,
I'm right. Not sure."
"You're right."
"You know what? I dare say there's a lot of people going to hell today because somebody told them they was and they didn't find out for themselves." "Now, I don't know. I ain't God. I ain't. I don't know how much God will put up with you. He done put up with us more than we deserve to put up with."
"Yeah, that's wrong, right. Suffering to God."
"Yeah.
Man, we live in a terrible society."
"Yeah.
And I'm going to tell you what, if it wasn't for God, what would we do?"
"Amen. Right.
If it wasn't for the Lord, what would we do?"
"Right.
Man."
"Now, hell is a place of punishment."
"Torment."
"He called it torments." "He didn't say torment. He said S. Torments."
"That's right.
Yes.
You know that man still had the capability to remember?"
"Yeah. Sure did."
"Yeah.
Remember them brothers."
"He still had the capability to see."
"Yes."
"Yeah. Yeah.
He still had the capability to feel."
"Yeah.
Amen."
"Amen."
"He said, dip his finger and cool my tongue."
"Yeah. Oh my God." "Yeah."
"Now he said, I've got five brothers."
"Right."
"You know what? He had the capability to be concerned."
"Yeah,
sure enough."
"Right.
Sure
enough."
"But it doesn't matter."
"That's right, Brother Mark.
Torments. You know, I guess one of the worst things, the worst torment to me, hell's not going to be a good place at the best."
"No, that's right."
"But he saw."
"Yeah.
Oh yeah.
He saw Lazarus."
"Yes."
"In Abraham's bosom."
"Right."
"Yeah."
"Can you imagine going through eternity seeing what you missed?"
"Wow."
"Oh,
yeah,
man. That's good. Seeing what you
years missed. Ago, the Lord helped me understand that thing about that gulf." "Mm. You know, if you're in a house and you're in a room that's dark, and you look into a room that's lit up, you can see into that room."
"Yeah. Right."
"But if you're in a room that is light, you can't see into the dark."
"No,
you're
right.
Right.
That's right. That's right.
That's good, Brother Mark. Good analogy."
"Lazarus was Abraham's bosom."
"Yeah."
"And that rich man saw it."
"Yeah, amen."
"Yeah, yeah."
"Can you imagine going through eternity seeing what you missed?"
"It's good. Good, man."
"It's a place of punishment. The Bible said it's a place of utter darkness."
"Yes."
"Now, I mean, you think about darkness. Now, you know, it's hard for me to understand. I believe it, that there's a fire, but it don't illuminate light. It's darkness. I mean, I believe it's dark, dark."
"Yeah.
Amen."
"You know, the Bible talks about being a bottomless pit."
"Yeah."
"Can you imagine what it'd be like to always have this feeling that you're falling?"
"Yeah."
"But you never stop."
"Amen, Brother Mark."
"And seem like the farther you fall, the more the flames."
"Wow."
"Consume on you."
"Yeah."
"Right."
"But they never burn you up."
"Yeah."
"Right. That's right."
Hell is a place of no hope.
Heaven.
And no, there's no hope of ever getting out of that place.
That's right.
You know, if you're in prison here, my wife's got a nephew in prison. He may be getting paroled out in this month. You know, if you can, you can get paroled in this life, but there ain't no paroles in hell.
Amen.
No more. No, none.
Right.
Brother Clink was preaching a revival in Louisville, I believe he said.
Yeah.
And the preacher, he went with the pastor to the hospital. He was going to visit somebody. Brother Clink said, well, I just stayed down here in the waiting room waiting for it. He said, I had my Bible and I laid it on the floor there. And said, this Catholic priest come in and sat down beside me.
Oh, my.
Said, I just kind of took my foot, moved my Bible back into the chair a little bit. He said, sir, said, I wonder if you can help me. He said, yeah, if I can. He said, I'd like to know, can you tell me what I got to do to go to heaven?
Wise and sir.
He said, do good.
Yeah, how good.
He said, so all I got to do to go to heaven, do good. Yeah. He says, anything else? Yeah, do a lot of good. He said, so you're telling me, if I do good and do a lot of good, I'll go to heaven. He said, well, maybe.
Yeah.
But I talked to him a little bit more. Finally got down, got my Bible, pulled it up, told him I was a Baptist preacher. But I talked to him about his soul. And here's what that man said to me. He said, sir, what you're telling me is the truth, but I can't do what you want me to do and keep my position.
Oh, my. History.
Mm-hmm. You know, your position ain't going to mean nothing when you go to hell.
Right.
Remember, Mark.
That's right.
I don't care what kind of clothes you got. Whether you was up here or down here or somewhere in the middle. Place of darkness.
Yeah.
Torments and pain. Why? Why would you even consider it?
If you're preaching, Brother Mark.
When you don't have to.
That's right. All right.
David.
Well, ain't nobody in this room going to say, well, God sent me to hell. No, he did not.
No.
He made the way for you to get out of it.
Yeah.
Stay out of it.
Yeah.
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 Lord of heaven, Jesus.
But if you go, you'll go on your own.
That's right. Yeah. Sin's
thing. I don't know. I like I said, I ain't God. I don't know why God wants you to hear this, but He wants somebody to listen.
Yeah, that's right.
Listen, Lord.
It's a place of punishment. It's a place of darkness.
Mm-hmm.
So who is there right now?
Oh, my.
Who's in hell right now? I'm going to give you some people that I believe in the Bible are most likely in hell right now. Cain.
Yeah. I've been waiting.
Killed his brother.
Yes, he did.
And God marked him.
Yeah.
You know why God put a mark on him? So nobody else would kill him.
That's yeah.
Right. Yeah.
Right. You know why God done that? So he could put demons on him.
Yeah, that's right. You're right.
Jesus.
You know what? He blew his own brother.
Yeah.
You know why? Jealous.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Because Abel offered the sacrifice of blood.
Right. Yeah.
Cain offered the sacrifice of the ground, which there wasn't nothing wrong with the fruit of the ground. It's what God said to give.
Right.
Right.
He said, am I my brother's keeper? Well, God put a mark on that man
and
drove him out from the presence of the Lord.
Yeah.
That's right.
I believe Cain is in hell. What about Esau?
Yeah, there he goes.
You know what Esau did? He sold his birthright.
Yeah, he did.
Over what?
Yeah.
Something.
Yeah. Yep.
And when he realized what he had done, according to the book of Hebrews, he sought repentance with tears, but he found none.
You're right.
That's right.
Let me tell you what. God turns you away, you in bad shape. Well, shall it profit a man if he gain the whole world and lose his own soul? You know, here's the thing about gaining the world. You're going to have to keep it. And the world's going to make sure you can't.
Amen.
Amen.
You know why? I know, because the government always wants something.
Yeah.
If you got it, they want it.
You know why rich people are rich? Because they get it from the poor.
Yeah, you're right. Amen.
And I'm poor because they're rich.
That's right. Amen. Poor needy.
I think about poor old Donald Trump. He ain't worth about 11 million. A billion. 11 billion. Or 12. Whatever he's worth. You know, all these people that's got great amounts of wealth and great amounts of wealth and great amounts of wealth won't profit them a thing.
Amen, Brother Mark. You're right.
Everybody, I don't care who you are, what color your skin is, what language you speak, all of us can look forward to about a 6-foot hole in the ground.
Amen.
And that will be my spot, just as yours would be yours.
That's right.
I mean, over in England today, there's a woman laying over there in that Westminster Hall, Queen Elizabeth.
Yeah.
Longest reigning monarch ever lived.
Right.
But you know, all that stuff she had and all that money and all that prestige and all that power.
That's right.
Do her no good today.
Nope. No.
What about Pharaoh?
Bible says he's there.
Yeah, that's right.
You know what he told Moses? I know not your God.
Yeah.
You know why? That's a bad statement to make.
Amen.
I know not your God. Neither will I let Israel go.
Amen, Mark.
And you know what? I don't understand everything they have to understand, but I know God raised up Pharaoh to show his judgment on him.
Yeah, that's right.
Every one of those judgments in the book of Exodus, every one of them are judgments upon false gods in Israel.
Amen.
And the Egyptians.
Amen.
Tang, all this other stuff.
Yeah, you're right.
Pharaoh. Go to the book of Numbers. I'm going to show you this one. I want you to read this one for yourself. Numbers, chapter 16. Let me tell you something about respect. Something that this country ain't got much of.
Amen.
Respect. You know, we were taught respect when we were growing up, respect. But we're not.
Yes, sir.
You know, we were taught when the elders are talking, we didn't talk. You know what that's called? Respect. Not just respect of other people, but what about for the men of God? People ain't got no respect for preaching anymore, preachers.
That's right.
That's a dangerous thing to put your mouth against the preacher.
Yes, it is.
Sure is.
Absolutely.
Well, how do you know they're a preacher? Well, I don't know. You can't always tell what the preacher tell you about that Bible, but you can tell what that Bible tell you about a preacher.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
Yes.
Now, Brother Eddie's, I mean, he's a preacher. Talk about being here, what, 5 years?
Yeah.
You know what? God put him here to be a help to you.
Yeah, that's right.
But you need to be careful and not disrespect him.
No.
Amen.
No.
Boy, that went over like a fly in the chili. Now, there were some people in the Old Testament that rose up against Moses and Aaron. Yeah.
Sure did.
Boy, I tell you what, I wouldn't want to be in their shoes. Look in Numbers 16. Start reading verse 31. And it came to pass, as he made an end of speaking all these words, that the ground clave asunder that was under them, and the earth opened her mouth and swallowed them up, their houses and all that appertained to Korah and all their goods, they and all that appertained to them went down alive into the pit. And the earth closed upon them, and they perished from among the congregation.
Amen.
Korah and his company that rose up against Aaron and Moses are in hell. There's no chance of them ever getting out. Now, I don't know when that took place, but they're still there.
Amen.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, go to the book of Acts. I'll give you one in the New Testament for while you're looking there. About Pilate.
Yeah.
Washed his hands.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. But he still got blood on him.
Sure is.
Yeah.
And all them Jews, I said, give us Barabbas.
Yeah.
And their blood, they still going to be responsible for it.
Amen.
Look in Acts chapter number 24. We're talking about people who's in hell right now. We talk about Cain, Esau, Pharaoh. Them people rose up against Moses and Aaron. Pilate. Look at what it said in verse 25. Well, let's start at verse 24. And after certain days, when Felix came with his wife Drusilla, which was a Jewess, he sent for Paul and heard him concerning the faith in Christ. And he reasoned of righteousness, temperance, judgment to come. Felix trembled and answered, go thy way for this time. Now, the Lord said, when I have a convenient season,
oh my,
I will call for thee.
Oh.
You know what it said? He trembled.
Yeah.
He said, go away. When I have a convenient season, I'll call for you. And you know, as far as I know, he still don't have it.
That's right.
And he ain't going to get it. Now, if you go into chapter 26, there's a man by the name of Agrippa.
Almost persuaded.
He was king.
Almost persuaded.
And Paul says, I know that you believe.
Yeah.
You know what he told Paul?
Yeah.
Almost.
Yeah, that's right.
Thou persuadest me to
believe.
I wonder how many people are in hell today that almost.
Oh my goodness. Yeah.
But you know, almost lost is as lost as lost can get.
Yeah, that's right.
Horse and
horse. I wonder if them words burn in his head.
Mm-hmm.
Almost.
Almost.
Almost. God don't owe you no second chances. He don't owe you one. But he does it because he's merciful.
Yeah.
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm glad God had mercy on me.
Amen.
I'm glad God still has mercy
on me. That's right. Yeah, that's right. Yeah.
I'm glad God showed me favor.
Absolutely.
There's a new every morning, brother.
Through his son.
Amen.
See, everything... Paul said, I am what I am by the grace of God.
Yeah, that's right.
Now, you may not like me. It's all right. I ain't running for nothing.
Right.
I ain't running for dog catcher, pothole commissioner, or nothing else. And you may not love me. That's all right. My mama does.
Yeah.
My wife said she does.
Hey, man.
My sister said she does.
Yeah,
that's right.
That's amazing. You know, when we were growing up as kids, I said, I loved them. I didn't like them, but I loved them.
Yeah.
By the time I started liking them, they moved away. But you know what? Nobody else loved me. God loved me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's right.
Amen.
And he still loves me.
Yeah.
Yes, he does.
I'm glad he does.
Amen.
What about them people? They're there today. They'll be there tomorrow.
Mm-hmm.
There's no chance of them getting out. They can't be pardoned. They had no chance to be pardoned. So if they're already there, who's still going to be going? You look in Matthew chapter 22, a king made a marriage for his son and invited him. They all give excuses.
Sure did.
And you know what they said? They made light of it.
Sure did.
You know, if you make light of the invitation to God, you're in danger.
Mm-hmm.
God gives you an invitation, you need to take heed to it.
Amen, brother Mark.
Yeah.
People make light of the gospel.
Yeah, they do.
I remember one time we were out knocking doors in Illinois. It was in Galatia, which was about 5 miles around the road where I live. And we were just going down the street. I was on one side of the street, and some more people was on the other side of the street. I remember knocking on this one door, and this guy come to the door, and I introduced myself. Who I was, Mark Hart, Pastor Greg Baptist Church, down in Raleigh. And man, I mean, boy, I didn't much want to get the words out of my mouth either. No. That's what's wrong with this country now. Too many preachers and policemen. I thought he was going to say politicians. You know, people make light of the things of God.
Sure is, they do.
You better be careful.
That's right.
Well, one of these days, you'll be sorry for that.
Amen.
You know, high-minded but fear.
And there won't be no place to repent of it.
That's right.
Have I done things that I'm sorry for? Boy, you ain't a lying.
Yeah, buddy.
And you are, you have too.
Yeah.
There's stuff I've done in my past, in my childhood, that if I could go back and undo it, I'd run.
Yeah.
But I can't.
Same.
So I just had to put it on the blood.
That's it. That's right.
Let God have it.
Yeah.
Like Brother Clint said, I don't worry about nothing.
No.
Yeah. Right.
He said, if it's too big for God, I ain't got no business fooling with it no way.
Yeah, man.
I believe it. I never seen him worry about nothing. He crazy. He tickled your dad, called you on the phone.
Yeah.
He said, Brother Mark said, I was putting on some toilet water this morning. Come on, see, hit me in the head.
Oh, yeah.
And
yeah.
That's the way he does. He'd always call you with something silly. Yeah. What about people who neglect salvation?
That's right.
Yeah.
How shall we escape?
Bible said in the book of Hebrews, how shall we escape?
That's right.
If we neglect. So great is salvation. You know what you want?
You're right.
If you neglect to be saved, there'll be no more chances.
That's
Man.
Right. That's right.
When you die and you neglected it,
done. Amen, Brother Mark.
Yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Amen.
Brother Clint said, one morning I was still working for Peabody Coal Company and I was going to work. And so I was driving down this road here in Madisonville, wherever he was headed to, and said, there's this guy, this like a milk truck or fuel truck or something, that come by me, was moving on pretty good, and I noticed he wasn't paying attention to what he was doing. And I knew that up the road, this road come to a dead end or a T, you had to stop and either go left or right. And he wasn't paying attention. He said, sure enough, he passed me when he got down the road. He had missed that stop and run across the road and hit an embankment. And he was the steering wheel had trapped him and couldn't get out. And I went up, couldn't get to the I tried again, but I couldn't get him. And so it wasn't but just a few seconds, a state trooper come in behind me and said, we were trying to get that young man out. He said, state trooper said, are you hurt? I said, no, I'm not hurt, but I can't get out. I'm trapped in here. I can't get out. And the state trooper said, well, I've got a crowbar in the trunk. I'll go get it. And Brother Clint said, well, I'll go with you. He said, I don't know why I went with him. It don't take two people to get a crowbar. But he said, while we were walking away from that truck, it caught on fire.
Yes,
and he said, it started consuming that thing, that cab. And said, we went back, me and that state trooper tried to get to that truck, and the heat was so intense, we couldn't get to it.
Right.
And it started getting in that cab where that young man was. He was screaming, help me, help me, help me.
Right.
And we couldn't do nothing. And said, that young man looked out that window, and he saw that gun on that state trooper and said, shoot me, shoot me, shoot me, dear God, shoot me.
Yeah.
and said he died right there. Said we sat down on that road and cried like babies.
Yeah, buddy.
Yeah.
He said that affected me.
Mm. Oh my.
That there are people going to hell.
Yeah.
Oh my.
That you can't help.
That's right.
That's right.
Yeah. Oh my goodness.
Amen, Brother Mark.
You know, they probably no greater, no more worse feeling in the sun than being burned.
No.
True.
Burned. I mean burned. I've been watching a lot of stuff on Pearl Harbor. Things that took place that day, December 7, 1941.
Yeah.
People, 2,000-something people lost their lives, most of them on the Arizona.
Right.
A lot of them that survived were burned really bad.
Yeah.
Burned.
Oh, yeah.
And you think how bad it must be to have your body tortured.
Right.
From burns.
Yeah. Mm.
And no way to get help from it. Now, all these things.
Mm.
Hell is real, just as real as it was when Jesus was talking to this man.
Glorious.
That's right.
Now, I don't believe it was a parable. Called his name. Amen. A rich man. Called Lazarus by his name.
Right.
Talked about Moses.
Yeah.
Talked about his family and his brothers.
Yeah, that's right.
Talked about hell. He talked about Lazarus' bosom.
Yeah.
Now, I don't know when this took place, but sometime that Jesus was dealing with it.
Yeah.
Now, that rich man... still there today.
Amen, right. Brother Mark.
Still begging for one drop of water.
Yeah, that's right.
Can you imagine what that's like? Mm. I don't know if I can hold my hand still up to do this or not. I got one drop of water on my finger. Mm. One drop.
Wow.
That's all he asked for.
That's right.
One drop.
Yeah, that's right.
One drop of mercy.
Right.
And he still wanted it.
Man. Mm.
Now, God created you a living soul.
Yes, he did.
He breathed into man the breath of life, and he became a living soul.
Right.
Amen. Yes.
You know God also made a way to keep that soul out of hell?
Yeah,
that's right. Sure it is. Right here. Sure it is.
Now people going there still today.
Yeah. All right.
And you know, next one may be you.
That's right.
Do you realize how close you could be to that place?
Right.
One heartbeat.
That's it.
One step. One car accident.
Yeah.
One disease.
That's right.
Take you out.
Amen.
I know Brother Madison, their dad, got killed on the tractor, right?
Yeah.
Turned over on him.
Absolutely.
Now, I'm sure he didn't have that plan that day.
No. Absolutely not.
See, we don't know. Like Kyle got hurt that time, almost killed him. He didn't have that plan that day.
No, I didn't.
See, our life whether whatever it is in the hands of somebody bigger than me.
Amen.
That's right. Oh my goodness.
You know, when you pull out on this road out here and you go home.
Yeah.
And you meet a car coming, all it takes.
How quick?
A few seconds.
Yeah, right.
3 or 4 feet, and you're gone.
Yeah. Amen.
That's right.
You don't ever know who's going to be on the road.
No.
Truck driver, or somebody have a medical issue, something happened to them, and they come over to your knee. You're
gone.
Facing eternity.
So it would be destroyed now without remedy.
My steps, as the psalmist said, are almost gone.
Mm-hmm.
It slipped.
You know what? I'm glad God washed over mine.
Amen, Brother Mark.
Now I don't know. When I got saved that night in that revival, I don't know, because it doesn't matter, because I did. But I don't know. Had I not got saved, if I would have had another chance.
That's right.
I don't know.
You know, if you're here today and you ain't saved, you know all could be that separates you from heaven or hell. Is the distance you are from there to here.
Amen.
And it ain't even a trip.
No.
It's the distance you are from here to here.
Amen.
Amen.
Right. Be your heart. Right. You know, if you were still in love with sin, and people love darkness rather than light, I don't know. This could be your last day.
Amen, Brother Mark.
That's right.
God so loved the world that He gave
His only begotten Son.
Amen.
That whosoever, what did it say? Join the Baptist Church.
No.
Got baptized in the creek.
Nope.
Believe it.
Should not perish.
Amen.
You know, God offered you a full pardon.
Sure did.
Free.
Yeah, that's right.
Whosoever.
You know, it's free to me.
Yeah.
But it cost a whole lot.
Boy, yes.
Yeah, yeah.
It cost God His Son.
Yes, that's right. Yeah, that's right.
God ransom for us.
To pay my debt.
Mm-hmm.
Mm. He didn't know no sin, but He took my sin and held it to His cross.
Mm-hmm. Mm. Yeah.
All that they done to Him. They beat him. They ridiculed Him. Well, if you the Son of God, save yourself. He could have.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But had He saved Himself, I wouldn't have been saved.
No, that's right.
Everything they done to Him, He said, forgive me.
Oh, yeah.
For they know not what they do. Boy, if it ain't love.
Oh, my goodness.
They ain't ever saved.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Well, if it ain't love, God cares enough to draw you to be saved. Draw you.
Yeah.
I was in that horrible pit, as the psalmist said.
Yeah.
He brought me out, set my feet upon a solid rock. Stab his back. Give me a new song.
Yeah.
Brother Tim said, I was driving down the road one day going to a meeting, and said I was listening to the radio, and I just turned it over to a country station. And said, it was Hank Williams Jr. singing, Hank, why do you smoke and why do you roll drink and why do you roll smoke? He said, that was the stupidest thing. Said, all night long, I had that stupid thing on my head. And I was in the pulpit, Hank, why do you
smoke?
He said, next time I can't bear it to myself.
Amen.
You know, when you get saved, God give you a new song.
Amen.
Set your feet upon the solid. He said, He brought me out.
Sure did.
You know what that means? He said, He brought me out.
Yeah.
Now, He didn't say He called me out. He said, He brought.
That's right.
You know, if I'm going to bring somebody, I'm going to go get them.
That's right.
That's right.
You tame him. Or the cave.
Pleasant
times. They do look kind of like.
Amen.
Now, to bring somebody, you got to go get them.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what? When He brought me up, the Holy Ghost come and got me.
Yeah.
And I'll tell you what, if you're here today and He wants to bring you out, the Holy Ghost will come and get you.
Yeah. That's right.
That's right.
And He don't need nobody's help.
Yeah, man.
You pray for me.
Yes.
Like an old preacher said, I appreciate you praying for me, but when comes the prayer, I don't trust you. I understand what that means.
Yeah.
He brought me. He come to get me.
Right.
He died. They buried Him. He rose again. And He's coming back.
That's right.
That's right.
And whether I'm laying out there or standing in here,
that's right.
I'm going one way or the other.
Amen, my Lord.
As my brother Charles Burton said, the cloth of clouds,
but I'm going.
Amen.
There it is.
Yeah.
That's your handbook.
Hell, is it waiting for you?
Mm.
No. It should prepare for you, I know that.
Amen.
But will you be there before the day's out? Well, you don't know that, preacher. Well, no, I don't. You don't either.
Yeah.
Now, you came.
Yeah.
You know what? Bad thing about them getting old, I am too.
Amen, my Lord. Yeah.
Now, I'm saved 1976. Called priest 1987. Here we are 2002. Mm-hmm. And hell's still real.
Amen.
Still real.
Yeah.
And people are still going.
Yeah.
And the way's still been made.
Amen.
By stand. Father, I've done what I felt you laid on my heart to do. Lord, I pray God have made it real enough to people.
Yeah.
Lord, and I pray, Father, that you sink it into their hearts today, Father.
Yes.
God, it's serious business to die without the Lord.
Yeah.
God, it's dangerous to die without the Lord. It's going to be an eternal loss that can never be changed. I ask you, Lord, to move in this time of invitation.
Yes, yes.
Lord, I don't know the hearts of people, but Lord, I just beg and plead with you, Lord, that whoever here that this message may have been meant for today, Lord, they might be saved before it be everlasting too late. God, you didn't prepare that place for us. God, you made a way that we could escape it. And I'm thankful, Father, that I've done that. Lord, I'm thankful there's others that have done that. But Lord, I'm concerned about that one who's not. My family or somebody here today. Lord, I don't know. But God, now move in this invitation time. Sow this message into the hearts of people. And these things I ask it in Jesus' name. Well, Jared, would you come get a song? How about Just As I Am?
Yeah,
that's all God wants you.
Yeah,
you don't got to clean up. He'll do the cleaning.
Sure will.
Like Vance Havner said, God called us to fish out of the pond, not to clean it up.
Amen, Brother Mark.
Just as I am.
Yeah.
Without one plea. You know, ain't nothing in me that I could have deserved and inherited. What are you doing?
That's right. Mm-hmm.
Old man come to the altar and an invitation, wanted to be saved, and said, "Preacher, what can I do to be saved?" He said, "Oh, it's too late." He said, "Oh, preacher, don't tell me it's too late." He said, "Preacher, what can I do to be saved?" He said, "It's too late." He said, "Oh, preacher, don't tell me it's too late. I need to be saved. What can I do to be saved?" He said, "It's too late. It's already been done."
Amen. That's true, brother.
All you got to do is accept.
Yeah. Right.
It's free.
Sure.
You know, what bothers me, you see all this stuff, I've sent you, well, you get this free, or you get this free. You ever know stuff on TV says free? If you buy another one.
Mm-hmm.
It says free shipping, but you got to buy another one to pay shipping.
Amen.
So if you pay for it, it ain't free.
Amen.
Anybody else think that way?
Yeah.
But when Jesus said it's free, he means it's free.
Amen.
Number 122. What can wash away my sin? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. What can make me whole again? Nothing but the blood.
Sister Sharon. Brother, I appreciate that message, Brother Mark. Brother Mark delivered that message today. He's a messenger boy. Delivered the message today. You know, God gave Jezebel space to repent.
Yep.
He went on to say she repented not.
Mm-hmm.
Let me tell you who that message was for today.
All right.
You got any condemnation? I don't.
Got any guilt? I don't. Bible said there's therefore now no condemnation to them that are in Christ Jesus. Got any condemnation? I'll tell you who the message was for today. Have you got any condemnation? Have you got any guilt? Is it, Rita sung the song, "It's well with my soul." Is it well with your soul? I know one thing. I knew something about it. I'm glad I done something about it. Like Brother Mark, it's done. I received the finished work of Jesus at Calvary. If it's not well with your soul, it'll be blood on your hands. He done delivered that message. Brother Mark ain't got no blood on his hands. He's done. Pilate said, "What shall I do with this Jesus, which is called Christ?" Is it well with your soul? If it's not, it can be. I mean, it can be. I know, because I done been there.
Yeah.
It wasn't well with my soul. Hey, I got saved at home. I couldn't wait till Sunday. Oh, I wished I could go through it again.
That's right.
Now, on the other side, I have to admit, I drug my feet. But on that side, I thought, praise God, I'm glad I got saved. But why did I wait so long? I say that to you today. If it's not well with your soul, what are you waiting on?
That's
right. Song you say, "Oh, why not tonight? Oh, why not tonight?" You know, ain't no better time than right now. I got a watch on my finger right here. No better time than 7 minutes after 12. No better time.
Yeah.
But when you run out of time like Jezebel did, you'll join that crowd Brother Mark preached about, without hope, without God, in a place prepared for the devil and his angels. Good preaching, brother.
Yes, sir.
Hey! That's the kind of preaching, buddy, wake somebody up.
That's right.
I'm telling you right now, Jesus is pleading with people. Is he pleading with you? Is he saying, "Come unto me, all ye that labor and heavy laden. Take my yoke upon you and learn of me. My yoke's easy, my burden light. You'll find rest in your soul." If there's condemnation, do something about it. If there's guilt, do something about it. Jesus told us not only to forgive one another, but he said pray to be forgiven. He said if you forgive not, neither will your heavenly Father forgive you in heaven.
Right.
You need to come. We're going to sing one more verse. This invitation is him. I'm not laboring the word that he's preached for the message. I'm just saying no better time than right now.
Yeah.
One more verse, sir. Please, brother.
Dear. For my pardon is my sin, nothing but the blood of Jesus. For my cleansing is I clean, nothing but the blood of Jesus. Oh, precious is the flow that makes me white.
Brother Jerry, we've done our part.
Yeah.
I don't know if you've done yours or not, but I know one thing. If you didn't, you should have.
Yes.
Might be like you said. I traded for a tractor yesterday. I've been wanting one for a long time with a front end loader on it. I got me one now. Got a bush hog front end loader on it. 3,000 Ford tractor. Three cylinder diesel. Got it cheap. What'd you get so cheap for, Brother Eddie? Got on it, got killed on. The guy I got it from, it was his father-in-law's tractor. His wife said, "I want it gone."
Yeah.
Hey, she didn't stipulate. She said, "I want it gone." He had a big four-wheel drive tractor. He didn't need it. Old Brother Eddie got out there in the barn now. He said, "Ain't you worried?" I said, "No, I'm saved, buddy. I'm good to go." Hey, I'll tell you right now, no matter which way I go, I'll tell you where I'm going to heaven by the grace of God. That guy got on that track. You know what's wrong with Brother Mark? The brakes didn't work. I will fix it.
God.
I done fixed everything on it, but the brakes.
That's right.
That's what happened. The brakes quit working on it.
Yeah.
He's going backwards and lost his life. All right, I'm going to shut up. Anybody got a word in your heart? We're going to dismiss here. We're going to go out there and have a bite to eat. We're going to pray over the food here real quick. Anybody got a word? That's good preaching.
It was.
You know, my grandma, she used to tell my kids, if you want to go to heaven, you got to know the difference between heaven and hell.
That's right.
The truth of the lie.
True. Yeah.
God gives you the truth.
True.
But we're too selfish.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Tell the lies that we live.
You're right.
The lies that we tell ourselves.
You're right.
Why we can't be accountable for what we do day in and out.
Right.
And we're not perfect.
Yeah, the Bible said there's none perfect. No, not one.
That's right.
Not one. But there was one perfect and nailed him to the cross.
That's right.
He gave a sacrifice that was accepted. God accepted that sacrifice.
Mm-hmm.
He said, if you'll accept my son, I'll accept you.
That's right.
So I'm going to heaven by the grace of God.
Amen.
By the merits of Jesus Christ. He done what I couldn't do.
Mm-hmm.
He satisfied the wrath of God and the payment for sin. Romans 6:23. The wages of sin is death. That's all sin's going to give you.
That's it.
An awful death. I hate to hear about that young boy trapped in that truck and thought about how helpless I would have been if I'd have been there. What would I have done? But you're right. And I'll tell you what, Jesus is the only one I know can fix it. He fixed mine.
Right.
I was in worst case scenario and I had more than a close encounter. I had a head-on collision.
Yeah.
Hey, I raised up my white flag and I surrendered all. I mean, just like I was, he accepted me too. I didn't try to clean up. I couldn't clean up.
Yeah.
I was a drunk. I was a sinner.
Yeah.
I'm glad God saved sinners.
Yeah.
Paul said of the truth, Jesus Christ came to this world to save sinners. He said, of whom I'm chief. God can save you. I don't care what you've done. Somebody said, God couldn't forgive me. Give him a chance.
That's right.
Try him out. Bible says, oh, taste and see if the Lord is good. Psalm 34, verse 8. Give him a chance. Say, Lord, nobody can forgive me. What about you? Ask him.
Yeah.
Call upon him, rich in mercy, all that call upon him. Mercy is new every morning. Abundantly pardon. Anybody else? Appreciate that. Anybody else got a word? Man, I'm glad I'm saved.
Yeah.
Makes even the food taste better.
That's right.
I mean, buddy, I was going through life. I wasn't enjoying it. I'm enjoying it now.
Yeah,
woo! Everything's better with Jesus on it, amen.
Yes, right.
Yo, Dill, I don't miss too many meals, amen.
Yeah.
Woo! Glory. All right, no more? We're going to turn thanks over to food. Father, we thank you for the great meal. Lord, that you just set before us today. God bless the meal. Thank you for Brother Mark laboring in your word, bringing forth that message. I'm glad, Lord, he was forward to deliver the message you gave him. Lord, it was much needed. Lord, there'll be people listening to this message on the internet. There'll be people listening to the live stream. There's people here that heard this message, God, today. Lord, I pray you'd give them, Lord, a place of repentance. I pray, Lord, Father, they'd make it well with you, Lord. Make things right with you. Make it well with their soul. And Father, we're getting ready to go out there and eat a bite. We're going to have some good fellowship. Your word says how pleasant it is when brothers can get together and have fellowship. Lord, we're going to have a little fellowship. Pray your blessings, Lord, upon the food. Pray your blessings upon the events of the day. Thank you for the service today. Oh, thank you for what we felt. Thank you for what we knew to be true. Thank you, Lord, dear Father. Lord, we got it fixed. Got it fixed at Calvary. Lord, even the devil can't mess it up. I'm so thankful to be sealed by the Holy Spirit. So thankful to be saved. Oh, Lord, thank you. Bless it all. In Christ's name we ask. Amen.
Amen.
All right. Y'all can meet out there. I don't know if they got everything ready or not, but ready or not, here we come. Amen.